you got work ahead of you, but
yeah, I mean, obviously Christmas is a, my family just left this morning, so we had a great family Christmas together yesterday. Despite the circumstances, it's always good to have family in town and to celebrate the holidays with them.
Can you talk about the challenges of Tennessee's offense?
They're a good football team. They're running the ball pretty well. Last game, they were very effective with both running backs running the ball. Fitzpatrick can move around back there. They're a good team.
Last game of the season was bittersweet.
I just want to win. I don't have any feelings. I just want to win.
Is somebody distributing Christmas gifts?
Excuse me?
Is somebody distributing Christmas gifts?
Yeah, we've been doing it for about a week now, just everybody kind of giving gifts to each other. Tone was nice enough, got us some boots, so real nice of him.
Cowboy boots?
Yeah, yeah. He's a good guy. No, I mean, obviously it would be extremely easy to do that, but we're trying to win a game. I mean, you want to go out with a win. We want to get a win, period. But no, that's one thing that the guys in this locker room, I can definitely say all year long, nobody's ever given up. Nobody's ever just laid down and said, we're just going to ride it out. Guys come to work and guys put in the effort to try and win.
How much of a change would that, if you guys won that last game, be for you guys finishing a season, or would the offseason still be the same?
It's going to be frustrating regardless. I mean, it's this season. One win in the final game isn't gonna make everything okay. But we definitely would like to get this win headed into the offseason, at least end it on a positive note.
JJ, you do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we don't know about, charity work, things like that. Is there anything related to Christmas special right now that sticks out for you, a moment you wouldn't mind sharing with us?
No. I mean, there's a reason it all stays behind the scenes, a lot of it. I share a lot of things, and I'm fortunate to have a lot of things that I do be publicized, but at the same time, there's a lot of things that I'd like to keep quiet because I don't want it to be about all the attention and all the credit. I just want to do it for the good and for what it's meant to be for. And so I'm very fortunate to have situations where I can do both. And this time of year is a great time to do that. So there'll be things I do, but it'll be a lot of things just kept quiet.
Do you have a favorite moment from Christmas growing up, or as a football player, anything that kind of stands out for you?
I mean, Christmas for me is, I don't have one specific moment. It's definitely more about being with family, and obviously being in Division I college football and now being in the NFL, there's been a lot of missed Christmases because of practices or because of games and being in different cities. So any time that I get a chance to be with my family during Christmas time, and that's always special to me, and those memories are always special to me.
Got a favorite present when you were little?
When I was little, we got a dog one year. That was fantastic. I mean, as a little kid, that's one of the coolest things. You don't realize all the work and all the energy that goes into having a dog because the parents take care of most of it. So as a little kid, opening a box and seeing a puppy was probably one of the best things. And I almost did that for myself this year. I want a dog in the worst way. I mean, I really, really, really want a puppy. But with my schedule and traveling and craziness, I just unfortunately can't have one right now.
What'd you name that dog?
That dog was Chewy. That was when I was a real little kid. We got a dog named Chewy. It was a Cocker Spaniel. That was way back in the day.
Who came down here?
My mom, my dad, and both my brothers and my uncle. My brothers got 3 days off from bowl prep, so they could come down and have a Christmas with us. It was unexpected and really, really exciting. I mean, obviously, it's a tough season, tough situation, obviously tough game on Sunday. But to have my entire family down here for a couple of days really meant a lot, and it was a really special couple of days.
JJ, obviously it looks like there's going to be no shot you'll make the Pro Bowl. If that comes to pass and all on Friday, how special will that be for you again?
Anytime you get voted for something like that, it's a great honor. You can never take individual accolades when a season's going like this. I mean, obviously, I'll be excited about it if it happens, but nothing's going to make me happy. I mean, it's not going to make me happy. I'll be very grateful, but Bittersweet. That's not the goal. That's not the goal. Yeah, I guess. It's not even really that. I would much rather win than go to the Pro Bowl.
You know, for your off-season workouts quite a bit, how much were you thinking about this season throughout the off-season to motivate you or just self-motivation?
It's going to be a very forgettable season. I said that before. Look at some of the things that went wrong. Look at some of the things, a few that went right. Learn as much as I can, but it'll be out of my mind very quickly. And I mean, I already have my entire off-season training program scheduled, and it's very, very, very intense and extensive. So I'm looking forward to getting to work and working to erase the memory of what the unfortunate season we've had.
Daniel, you got a Christmas message for the fans?
Merry Christmas. You know, like I said many times, it's been a frustrating year. I'm 100% with you on your frustrations, and I understand them all. But I appreciate the fans that have stuck with us through tough times, and I wish you the happiest of holidays from my family to yours. Merry Christmas.